A lot of people created side hustles during COVID or turned their passion into a profession, and I personally love those stories, which is why Jordana Boynstein's story excited me. She says magic changed her life. Good afternoon.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on. It's a joy to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. The lockdowns in Melbourne were really tough, weren't they?
There were so many that I exhausted my craft capacity and everything in my apartment was covered in glitter, glue and sparkles. I did everything you could imagine, including speed dating on Zoom, which I don't recommend to anyone.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh because, that, you know, you're stir crazy.
No, feel free. Feel free. You know, laughter is what life is about. So you go through these experiences for other people's joy.
Okay, so no luck in the dating scene then during COVID?
No, not at all. It actually takes awkward to a whole new level when you're just staring at someone online for like 7 minutes.
I bet. I don't think I could do it. It's hard enough in meetings, right?
Oh, yeah, but it was actually speed dating, which was even worse. So you had like multiple people. It was like the Brady Bunch.
Oh, incredible.
It was something you do once and never again.
So but what was the end game, though? It's not like you'd say, oh, I'll meet you down the pub for a, you know, schnitter.
Well, don't you think the end game is that if you have such an amazing connection through the screen and you actually don't see each other, then it's just this giant, dreamy love affair?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Creating sexual tension.
It never happened for me.
So how did you work at all, can I ask?
Yes. So I'm a public speaker and a public speaking coach. So I was doing online sessions and a lot of online training.
So how did you fall in love then with magic?
Well, I, as I said, exhausted every creative option and opportunity that was near me. And I was doing a group training at the time with my favorite teacher, Sonia Choquette. And the challenge was try something new and be a beginner. And I was like, what else is there? Like, I've tried everything. So I thought, what else is even possible? So I was like, what if I choose the impossible? And lo and behold, the moment I started to learn how to make a crayon disappear in the air, I fell head over heels in love, and magic has just swept me off my feet.
So did you look online to be able to, are there steps that you can, YouTube as an example, to be able to achieve that? That sounds pretty impressive.
Yes. So there are a lot of YouTube videos. There are a lot of amazing ones, and there are a lot of YouTube videos, and I will never get those hours of my life back. So you need to be very discerning to choose the right videos. But yeah, I just started with like kids' magic tutorials and learned how to make ice blocks disappear. And then I started to learn card magic and coin magic. And then when we came out of lockdowns, I shared it with my friends and family. And then we reached a point where I was like, hang on a second. There is so much joy in this. There's so much laughter in this. It reaches the heart of so many people that I want to bring this into my corporate work. Now I actually do it in keynote presentations and in my MC work, and to give people the gift of magic as adults and to rediscover that sense of play, is magic.
Oh, look, I totally agree. I'd be, if you were in front of me right now and you did a trick, whatever it be, pulled 20 cents out from behind my ear, I'd be in awe. I think that was amazing. But did you, when you were practicing, did you have an audience? Did you have one that could say, look, Jordana, I saw where you put that crayon. You might want to go and practice a little bit more.
No, actually, when you're doing stuff on screen, you actually have an advantage. You have a disadvantage because you don't have a live audience, but you actually have the advantage of angles.
Yeah,
so
right.
There's a lot of stuff that can actually work really well, but there's also a lot of stuff that just physically will fall flat. So, you know, they both have their advantages. So I much prefer doing stuff with live audiences and just live generally to get that feedback. And sometimes I stuff it up, and that's part of the joy of discovering something new and loving the process rather than being focused on the outcome.
I love it. The fact that you can laugh at yourself.
Oh, always. Yeah, always.
So you've taken this into your PR world. Have you ever thought of just becoming a magic performer?
Absolutely. Just waiting for the invitation.
Okay.
Just waiting for someone to say, hey, we've just been looking for a female magician to just travel around. Here's everything you need. Is there anything we can get for you and your rider?
A rabbit, perhaps?
Oh, no, I'm not like the classic cheesy, you know, magician. I don't have a top hat. I don't have a rabbit. I don't saw people in half. So we can all just take a deep sigh of relief because I'm a non-traditional modern magician.
So how many months do you think it took you to perfect enough tricks to capture an audience?
Oh, it depends what we're talking about. If it's an audience on social media, it didn't take long because as soon as I started, I would make these little videos and pop them online. And honestly, whenever we're doing anything new and we're expressing a side of our creative self that no one's seen. People are so supportive. So I can't tell if those early likes and encouragement and nice comments were just like, good on you, you've done something new, or good on you, we like your magic. So that's hard to tell. But I know now, like at least, you know, 10 months in, like to do it on stage and to just blow people's minds is the greatest shared experience. I view magic as a shared experience because we're creating an unforgettable moment together.
How lovely. And in your online dating, was that your pickup line? Do you want to see me make a crayon disappear?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you know what? That never crossed my mind. Perhaps if I had chatted to you at the time, maybe I would have had more luck in that area. Do you know what? I haven't even gone back to dating. I just fell in love with magic, and now it's just, that's it.
That's fabulous. I love your story. And what would you say to people not just wanting to try magic, but the idea behind how you came to be in love with it, and that is to be a beginner?
100%. It's the most important thing that we can ever do, because when we're allowing ourselves to just experience a journey for the journey itself, we discover so much more about ourselves that we actually don't know. And as I said, when we're not outcome focused and we're just experiencing it, that's when there's no judgment. My inner critic didn't know how to come in. I was in such a playful state, and that is where the true presence is, and that is where our true passion is. So if we're trying to find our joy, it needs to come from new stuff that we've never done.
Fantastic. It's been a real joy having a chat to you this afternoon. You've made me smile, and I'm sure people listening have enjoyed it too. Real change from all the doom and gloom.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And when I do come to Northern Tassie, trust me, I'll be hitting you up for some amazing shared magic effects.
Absolutely. And I'll take care of your rider, okay?
Okay. Cool. Awesome. I like dark chocolate lint, just as a heads up.
No worries. I'll write that down. Okay. Tuck it behind my ear and then pull it out as a magic trick. Jordana.
Hey, snap.
Thank you. Really great chatting with you.
Amazing. Thanks for having me on, Kim.
It's a pleasure. Really lovely chat. Borenstein, Jordana Borenstein there. It's 6:15.